Retail got hit today following a dismal report by Walmart. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 26th day of July. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, some more retail realities for you to chew on. Tomorrow is when we learn about the interest rate hike by the Fed. Are U.S. banks guilty of war crimes? Vince McMahon is out at WWE. What does that mean for the franchise? Target and more distribution is a big deal, and why they're building out more. The Wall Street Report, yeah, we've got that. And if you're renting in New York City, one word, ouch. For the interview, we'll be visiting with Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate about business and a massive number of LLCs who registered in just 1 year. What does all that mean? We'll tell you. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and thank you for tuning in again today to the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 26th day of July. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful that you're along for the ride. Want to reach us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. When you're the largest retail chain in the nation and you hit an economic bump, it gets noticed and it has a ripple impact on retail in general. When Walmart offered a gloomy report, it did hit retail hard. Yahoo Finance is reporting that when the retail giant slashed its second quarter and full year profit outlooks due to rampant inflation and a resulting pullback in customer spending on discretionary items, everybody noticed. And it also had an impact across the retail sector. The good news for consumers? Expect massive sales. This is what Walmart CEO Doug McMillon said, quote, "The increasing levels of food and fuel inflation are affecting how customers spend. And while we've made good progress clearing hardline categories, apparel in Walmart U.S. is requiring more markdown dollars. We're now anticipating more pressure on general merchandise in the back half. However, we're encouraged by the start we're seeing on school supplies in Walmart U.S." End quote. Translation of all that? Watch for some hefty price cuts to make room for stuff prior to the holiday shopping season. The disclosure from Walmart hit other retailers as stock prices fell over at Amazon, Target, and Dollar General. Those Wall Street numbers, I'll have those for you in just a bit. So, how overstocked are retail centers like Walmart? Well, Eat This, Not That is reporting there are more than 30% more items in stock at America's largest retail chain than earlier this year, with employees saying back rooms are overflowing as well, and that many items are reordered automatically, even if there is more than enough to sell. They add that management has said there are no solutions, and it could be as early as 2023 before things get leveled out. One water bottle company that sells its products to Amazon, Walmart, and Target is cutting orders to help. Helen of Troy, which sells brands like Vicks and Hydro Flask, saw demand go up during the pandemic, but is seeing it taper off right now. The company thinks it will take about 9 months for things to get back to normal, since many of its goods come from Asia. As for what this means for shoppers, the good news is expect to see sales throughout the stores. Although Walmart passed on its own version of Amazon Prime Day this year, its plan throughout the summer was to have continuous sales with other stores doing the same. So, if you got it, you might want to spend it, if you've got it. On Wednesday, we'll be getting word from the central bank about rising interest rates. While there's been talk about a 1% rate increase to aggressively combat inflation, it's now more expected that the increase will be 0.75%. Whatever it is, the stock market is bracing for more volatility. The question is, are U.S. and European banks guilty of war crimes? Well, that is what Ukraine is saying. CNBC is reporting that a top aide to Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said major U.S. and European banks should be prosecuted for committing war crimes over their financing of trade with the Russian regime. Oleg Yustenko, economic advisor to Zelensky, said the Ukrainian government believes banks such as J.P. Morgan, HSBC, and Citi are aiding the Kremlin's war efforts in Ukraine through financing companies that trade oil with Russia. Quote, "Everybody who is financing these war criminals who are doing these terrible things in Ukraine are also committing war crimes in our logic," end quote. That's what he told CNBC. J.P. Morgan, HSBC, and Citi did not immediately respond to CNBC's request for comment on those allegations. His comments came in response to an FT report last week, which said the Ukraine government wrote the chiefs of U.S. and European banks, such as Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan and Noel Quinn from HSBC, urging them to cut ties with the groups that are trading Russian oil. Burdened with scandal, Vince McMahon, the face and the brand of the WEE, stepped down. Now the question is, what's next? CNBC is reporting that World Wrestling Entertainment's annual report for 2021 lists a risk factor specifically about the consequences of Vince McMahon's retirement, an event that happened last week. Quote, "The unexpected loss of the services of Vincent K. McMahon could adversely affect our ability to create popular characters and create storylines, or could otherwise adversely affect our operating results," end quote. All that sounds bad for WWE shareholders. So what happened to WWE shares when McMahon announced his unexpected retirement after the bell on Friday? They shot higher, rising by more than 8% on Monday. The spike was driven by heightened investor sentiment that a sale is coming. Newly appointed co-CEO Nick Khan openly discussed the concept of selling already this year, months before McMahon stepped down due to a Wall Street Journal investigation that revealed payouts to women who claimed sexual misconduct and infidelity. The WWE has since confirmed $14.6 million in previously unrecorded expenses paid personally by McMahon. But sell? To who? Comcast, Disney, Warner Brothers, Discovery, Paramount, Global, Apple, Amazon, and Netflix all make sense given their streaming ambition. But at this point, nobody's talking. Heading back to retail for just a moment, they are everywhere. They are called fulfillment centers, and they are huge. The Street is reporting that one Amazon center in Mount Joliet, Tennessee, takes up more than 3.6 million square feet, while others are smaller and designed specifically to help ship orders to specific communities. Retail companies have recently taken to bragging about how much fulfillment centers they have in operation or plan to open. Amazon.com recently announced plans to open over 1,000 small delivery hubs in cities and in suburbs across the U.S., while Walmart has been pumping serious money into developing small distribution centers that are attached to the stores themselves. Well, not to be outdone, Target just announced it plans to add 3 sortation centers, both for store stocking and online order fulfillments. It currently has 6 across the country. The promised new 2 stores in Chicago and a new facility in Denver will bring that total up to 6. Target also said that the total sum of their online orders have grown by $13 billion between 2019 and 2021, making the need for more efficient sorting crucial. The goal? The goal is better, faster, and more accurate delivery to consumers. And you know what? Consumers are demanding that daily. Wall Street closed down again today with the Dow off by 228 points to settle at 31,761. The Nasdaq fell by 220 points to end the trade at 11,562, while the S&P 500 lost 45 points to end the day at 3921. The retail troubles at Walmart bled over to technology stocks. Shopify tumbled by over 14% after the company announced it was laying off 10% of its global workforce. Amazon was off by over 5%, while merchant services company Square, parent Block, fell by 7.1%, and PayPal was off by 5.7%. General Motors stock suffered as well, down by 3.4% after missing earnings estimates and blamed supply chain issues for shutting down a number of assembly plants. But take heart. Coca-Cola shares rose 1.5% after the beverage giant topped earnings and revenue expectations. And finally, there is this. If you live in New York City and you rent your apartment, there is one word to describe what's going on. That word is pain. New York renters who got lucky with a pandemic-related discount in 2020 are seeing prices shoot up as landlords try to recoup their COVID losses. Deals in the city saw previously out-of-reach apartments become available to middle earners at the height of the crisis, and many moved from rent-controlled homes to cheaper options. One of those renters told the New York Times she'd been hit with a 65% rent increase after bagging a COVID deal, despite her landlord promising a hike would be around 8%. And get this, roughly 44% of available apartments in Manhattan have been vacated by people priced out of the area. That's according to a new Street Easy report. Not easy living in the Big Apple. All right, stay with us for the conversation with Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate as we discuss business issues from a record number of LLC filings to remote work and what his office has done to streamline their work on behalf of businesses in the Hawkeye State.